Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days, and when you're ready for new clothes, you don't even have to dry clean. You just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. All of our Her Best Life events are coming up for this fall, and I love that I can try new brands that I would have never tried before. And if you know us, you know we love supporting women-owned businesses, and Armoire is that too. So right now, you can actually give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off of your first month. That's up to $125 off, which is awesome. And all you have to do is just visit armoire.style/empirebuilding. That's armoire.style, which is armoire.style/empirebuilding, to get up to 50% off your first month, and you'll never have to worry about what you're going to wear again. So try it today.
Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazan.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
And I'm Tiffany Fikes.
And today we're going to talk about books, which is a topic that we all love on this podcast. Because I just got to read, we had our dolls retreat and we got to be together for a while and I got to read a book and I got to read a fiction book, which was so lovely.
By the beach.
By the beach.
The waves crashing. That was so lovely.
And I see the sun on your skin, Tiff.
I know. Tiffany, you look great.
I know. My sunburn has turned into a tan. So let that be a lesson to all the listeners. The pain you go through sometimes leaves you bronzed and beautiful at the end.
Or sometimes not with good things. So put sunscreen on. Yeah, wear sunscreen. No, but I couldn't believe it. The last time that we recorded this episode, all of us read pretty consistently. We have that in common as co-hosts. And the last time we talked to our listeners about what we were reading was over a year ago. And so I'm excited about diving in and hearing what you guys have been reading and sharing the lessons I've learned. So it's going to be good.
All right. Who wants to talk first?
Yeah, I can kick us off. So I'm actually almost finished with Noah Kagan's new book. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but I'm a big fan. He actually lives in Austin and is a serial entrepreneur. He was like number 26 at Facebook. He started several companies, AppSumo and some other companies. And he has a weekly, I think it's weekly, email that comes out that I just love. I always read it. I get tons of nuggets from it. And he just came out with a new book literally this month. And I'm almost all the way through it. And it's called The $1 Million Weekend: The Surprisingly Simple Way to Launch a 7-Figure Business in 48 Hours.
Which is such a sexy subtitle.
Seriously.
Oh, it's so sexy. Yeah, no, he knows what he's doing. He's good at marketing. And I found it to be a very practical sort of, I wouldn't call it a workbook, but there's a lot of little exercises in there that you have to do. So it is kind of like a workbook. And the idea is you take a weekend off and you launch a business in that weekend. And he has all these little exercises that you do, and he's having you like text message people and ask for things. And he's a big proponent of asking. Like, he got really popular on YouTube by going up to very wealthy people and asking them how they made their money. And he's pretty famous for this exercise where you go to a coffee shop and you ask the person behind the cash register for a discount for your coffee. And it's just something that you do in order to get more comfortable asking. And so the idea is you're supposed to order your cappuccino or whatever. And then you say, and can I get a 10% discount? Just like that, with nothing with it. But it's so good because it's a very small failure if they say no. And it's weird enough to make you feel kind of uncomfortable when you do it. So anyway, it's a great book. And it does talk a lot about asking, which is one of the things he's known for, and like getting into action really, really quickly. So if you have a great idea, you're feeling stuck and you want to turn it into a business, or just read it as a business owner, because I've just written down a lot of good nuggets about it. So 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, that's on my list. So I'm excited to read it.
It's on my list now. And I'm assuming it's good for our current businesses, like the questions or the tactical things that he shares.
Absolutely. Yeah. He talks about building social media, the importance of email. He and I have that in common. That shared that with you, Sarah.
Yes.
Automate your business while you're sleeping. And then just really talking about avoiding procrastination and also having fun along the way. His emails are very fun and funny. And, you know, he's just like living his best life and running these businesses the way that he wants to and also having fun doing it.
So. I can go next. So the first one I want to talk about is Emotionally Healthy Leaders by Peter Scazzaro. And it is a book. So Peter Scazzaro operates in the church space. So he's a leader of churches. He's a pastor. He leads leaders of other churches. And one thing, all the examples are within churches, but they are so applicable. Like it could have been, you know, Fortune 500 companies as well. You know, he talks about facing your shadow, like understanding who you are as a leader and your shadow parts of you. And really being honest about that is like step one for being an emotionally healthy leader. And then he gives frameworks for a lot of things too, which I love. Like he gives frameworks for leading from rest, not that you work hard to earn your rest, but that you rest so that you can show up and work. And that's just kind of a little bit of a shift in my mind. And he gives frameworks on planning and decision making, team building, boundaries, which I know is hard for me. I know it's hard for a lot of leaders also. And then also endings, which spoke to me a lot. Like I'm not good at ending things. I'm good at starting things, but I'm not good at ending things. And so having kind of a framework for the validity of when things should end was just really powerful for me. So I highly recommend Emotionally Healthy Leaders for any industry.
Yeah, Tiffany, you had told me about that book and I read it as well. And probably my favorite was the frameworks with decision making.
Yeah.
I follow a lot of what he taught, but I think the book really spoke to me. Also on rest, because we just came back from our dolls retreat, as Tiffany mentioned, and I got a lot of rest and really my cup filled from a community standpoint, you know. And the first thing I did was lead an executive leadership team meeting, and I was so good. And it was because I had rested. And I think it would not have been as successful if I didn't. So such a good book.
One of the other things about rest that was so fascinating is he doesn't say rest is just not doing something, but it's actually doing the things that delight you, to your point of your cup is filled. You know, it's not like, oh, you sleep a lot and that's rest. No, no, you do just the things that bring you joy. And that's what real rest is.
Dancing on the table at Greek restaurants.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. Well, that actually goes along with, and this isn't on my list, but it's an ultimate, one of my favorite leadership books is Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. In that book, she talks about how a lot of times burnout is actually loneliness or that you're not doing what you love. And so it's not a matter of actually working less or rest or like just sitting around when you rest, but it's truly doing what you love. And we definitely filled my fun bucket at my birthday and also Dolls Retreat. But another book that sort of goes along with that, it's also was actually also written for church leaders, but churches started expanding before the real estate industry did. So my dad, who's a pastor, has really talked to me about like learning from church leader mistakes. And so there's a book called Leaders Who Last by Dave Kraft. And I just read it. I did not realize, George had read it a couple years ago and he really helped me when I was about to quit from reading that book. And so I actually read it this year. And the biggest thing in that book is the importance of redoing your job description as things change. So a lot of times when we are the main leader, when we're the empire builder, you know, you end up doing your job ends up being many times what other people don't want to do or like the things that have to get done because you own the business. But then as you start growing, you still get stuck with those things if you're not intentional. And so the book really talks about redoing your job description and not just staying in the same routine that you're always in as the business grows. So highly recommend it.
Well, the next one that I read recently was a book by Anne Lamott. I don't know if you guys have ever read anything by her, but I love her writing. She's written a great book on writing called Bird by Bird and several other things. She's funny and her books are generally like pretty easy to read. And she's just a really clear, concise writer. I hadn't read this one. This one's called Help, Thanks, Wow. And it's really, she talks about her three simple prayers for life, which is help is asking for help from a higher power and the importance of that and all the ways that you can do that in your daily life. And then thanks is appreciating all that's good in your life. So just ways to show gratitude and appreciate. And then wow is this idea of experiencing awe and wonder and the practice around that. I think so often we're just sort of, especially as empire builders, we're just charging through life and literally don't take time to stop and smell the roses. And really the roses, that is the highlight. That's why that phrase exists. It's really the details that matter. And so how to experience awe and wonder in your daily life. And it's a quick read. I just really liked it. You know, when you're, you know, maybe not feeling great, it's just a good reminder of how all of those three things can really elevate you and bring you happiness and joy in your daily life.
So another one for me this year, kind of to that point, to stop and smell the roses or stop and think about this book, kind of book. It's called The Pivot Year by Brianna Wiest, which we're all excited to have her at our event in September. Oh, look, Wendy has it right in front of her. And it is a daily thought about all different things. But what I love about it is I can consume a book really quick. And this is made to be read one page a day. And it allows you the margin to think about it. So it's, you know, like, yesterday, the reading was on suffering. Today, the reading is on your friends and who's in your life and why they matter and what kind of rooms you should be in. And so I just find it to be a really good reset when I have a second to read something and then I can think about it all day long. So highly, highly recommend The Pivot Year by Brianna Wiest.
Yeah, she's such a young philosopher. Oh my goodness.
I know.
Yeah, so much wisdom.
She is. I'm so excited that she's going to be joining us at our event in Miami in September.
I know.
I mean, first of all, she is one of us, 100%. She is a woman business owner who's failing forward through all the things and discovering success and sharing along the way. And she's fun and she's funny and very honest and vulnerable. And she's just going to make an amazing addition to our event this year. So I can't wait.
Yes. And that's our Her Best Life flagship experience. That's Wendy's talking about there.
Oh, yeah. And actually, we have VIP tickets left. So if anybody would like to meet her personally, we will have the opportunity to, I think we've got like 25 tickets left. There's not many left, but there are VIP tickets. And part of that includes a special session with her. Hey there, Empire Builders. We have the biggest announcement. We just heard that Brianna Wiest, the brilliant mind behind The Mountain Is You and The Pivot Year, is going to be our keynote speaker and part of the VIP experience this year at Her Best Life in sunny Miami, Florida. If you have ever read her books or heard about her, you know what an incredible experience this is going to be. We were able to negotiate a limited number of VIP tickets for a more intimate experience with Brianna, but there's only a few available. So go on over to herbestlife.com/events to secure your VIP ticket today. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, so let's keep the Brianna Wiest train going here. The one that I read this year is The Mountain Is You. I just finished it yesterday morning. And it was very impactful in terms of realizing when to recognize self-sabotage. Whenever people used to say that to me, like I would in my head roll my eyes, like not visibly. I viewed it as a negative thing. After reading the book, there were so many times where I was like, oh my goodness, that was me self-sabotaging or not thinking I was worthy or having imposter syndrome around that. And so it was a really good book about how we get in our own way many times. So I highly recommend that one. And again, she's so wise.
Well, and when we were chatting with Brianna, she was basically explaining how she was doing that. She was just telling us about how she had just gotten a new assistant. And how the year prior, she'd had 58 flights. And she was like doing a lot of that herself, which is quite remarkable for an international bestseller who's, you know, in 40 languages and 7 books and all of this kind of stuff. And I just think, yeah, we often get in our own way.
And it can happen without us realizing it. So I'm sure she didn't think of it as that at the time.
Most of the time it does. Yeah.
Such a good book.
Okay. So I also read, or I'm almost done with, a book called Brainstorm, which is The Power and Purpose of the Teenage Brain. Y'all know that I'm the co-host that likes to talk about the brain. It's learning about my kid's brain and like what actually happens to teenagers in their brain when they're going through adolescence. And one of the things that I thought was so profound is this quote, which is basically the value of, you think of like adolescence as a thing you need to just get through. Like everybody just has to get through this phase. And it's by Daniel Siegel. And he basically says, there's something you should like keep. You need to make sure as an adult that you keep this part of your adolescent brain, which I thought was so fascinating. So he says, holding on to the essential power of the teenage mind into adult years enables us to continue being lifelong learners, recognize the important life-affirming sense of adventure, vitality, and courage that adolescents bring. And so after, in reading this, I'm like, oh, I need to harness this. Like while I have it in my house, I need to remind myself of where that part of me is that maybe we've forgotten or become too responsible for, so that we can have that sense of adventure and the lifelong learning. And, you know, pushing against boundaries is so good for innovation. And so it goes from, oh, this is something I just have to endure, to, oh, I can learn something in this moment in time while I help shepherd them through this too. So
I love that. So Brainstorm by Daniel Siegel.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, my last one is The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride. This is a fiction book.
I love we're going to fiction.
Wendy and Tiffany are going to fiction.
Well, it's a really popular book. I actually see people reading it all over the place. I think it became an Oprah book club book, and then it went like crazy like that. But it seems like every time I get on an airplane or, you know, somewhere out at a coffee shop, there's somebody that's reading it. And it's just a beautiful, well-written story. It's such a good story. And it tackles a lot of things. It tackles racism. It talks about immigration. So it really focuses on a tiny little town in, I guess, Western Pennsylvania. I'm not even sure where it is in Pennsylvania, to be honest. But it's a neighborhood called Chicken Hill. And it's right where a group of immigrant Jews and African Americans have lived side by side. And it's sort of this like interweaving between the two of them and how they cross paths. And there's multiple storylines with great characters in there. And it's a murder mystery. So it's actually a flashback. It starts out in the 70s where they find some, like a skeleton, basically. And then it flashes back into the 1920s. And then the murder mystery kind of unwinds throughout the book. And I just loved it. I thought it was great. You can see why it's so popular, because it just checks all the boxes. And if you're looking for just an easier read, highly recommend this one, which is The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride.
And I've read it, and it's good. And let me tell you about my experience reading it. When I first started it, if this happens to you, you're not alone. I couldn't keep up with the characters, and I had to put it down. And normally I don't struggle with that. And then I picked it back up, and then I had no trouble. I started over again, and I had no trouble. So if you struggle with all the characters, just put it down for a second and then come back, and it'll all come together.
Well, I think it's a little like, because a lot of the characters have weird names. So there's a lot of Jewish names, especially at the beginning. And it's kind of like when you read a Russian novel like Anna Karenina or something, and it has all these long, really, really long names. I've actually read versions of those like Russian novels where they change the names to normal names, and it's a lot easier to read. So that might be why, because I experienced the same thing, because it's just a lot of different names that you're not used to. So it's hard to kind of keep track of them.
So push through if that's you.
Well, I wrote it down because I like to read one fictional book on vacation, and it's coming up. So I wrote it down. I'm going to get that and read it.
Well, here, I'll put mine in.
Yes.
Let's do the two fiction, and then you can decide. So I just finished on our trip The Women by Kristen Hanna, which is about Vietnam, and also the women who fought. And it's half the book happens in Vietnam, and the other half of the book happens in the return. And I love reading historical fiction because I feel like I actually learn, like I get a new perspective. I have more empathy for those things that happen because it's an actual person, you know, because I learned, oh, when the soldiers returned, they were not welcomed. You know, like that's the way history tells us. And hearing this woman who's like gone through all this trauma and lost people in the war coming home and taxis won't stop for her in her uniform, or people are spitting on her in the airport. And just like that experience of the people who went and fought in Vietnam, whether women or men, and that experience of coming home, a lot of them not having chosen to go. Oh, it just broke my heart. And I just feel like I want to go hug more like Vietnam veterans while we can still like try to help them recover a little bit from that trauma that they experienced in the war and at home.
I love her books.
Oh, it's told so well.
She's written so many. Yeah. She's very prolific.
And so I highly, it's not all sad. I'm like almost crying thinking about it. It's not all sad. It's a great book, but you will just have so much love and empathy for the people who sacrifice so much for us. Whether the war is valid or not, they don't get to choose that. They just go.
Very true. Right, well, I've got two then written down for vacation, which I'm excited about. An easy read that had a big impact on me this year is called Exactly What to Say by Phil Jones. And almost every single person at Empower Home read it. George, my husband, read it, and it has really helped him with our mortgage business. It's a very simple read on key things to say. You know, everything is in our language and what we say. You can change the room based on the words you use. You can change the outcome based on words you use. And it talks about just like key things on what to say. But my favorite part of the book is actually his last sentence. I loved the way he sort of like activated action from the book with the last sentence. So the last sentence of the book says, "I wish you all of the success that you are prepared to work for." And I loved, like, you can learn all these things, you can read all these books, but a lot of it has to do with, are you actually willing to do? Are you willing to do the work? And so I loved his ending to that. But there's so many good things in the book that you can use in email copy, you can use in presentations, in regular everyday life. So highly recommend it. It's super.
With your kids.
Yes.
And our team used that book in a huddle once a week. They would read aloud because the chapters are so small, like one of those elements. And then they would script practice it after a huddle.
Oh.
So it's very bite size. And yeah, Wendy, like it's valid at home. It's valid at work. It is a super valid book. And I love that. So off of that, actually, was I also love reading memoirs or biographies or autobiographies. And so I picked up Green Lights, which is Matthew McConaughey's. I was shocked how good it was because I lived in Austin when Matthew McConaughey lived there. Like, I know the bongos, middle of the night arresting Matthew McConaughey. And so it was really fascinating to hear where he came from and his story. And his premise in his life is like he sees the green lights. He like looks what the world gives him and decides where to go. But he also has an incredible work ethic. So to your point, Sarah, like, I wish you all the success you show up for. Like, his first movie part was a bit part. He had one line in Dazed and Confused. Like, he was hired for one line, but he showed up on set every day.
Wow.
Ready to work if there was something else for him. And what happened is one of the lead actors was hard to work with and a little belligerent and a little ego driven. And the director loved him because he showed up to do whatever. Like, he was just there for whatever he could do. And the director basically cut one of the lead actors out because of how hard he was to work with, and worked with Matthew for that part and like expanded his role into a much more key role in the movie just because he showed up every day to work.
Wow.
He wasn't hired to do that. He just saw that as his green light, and he was not going to not be there if there was something more for him to do. And that changed the trajectory of his life.
Pro tip, he does it on Audible. It's 10 times better than the book because he actually narrates it himself. So it's in, you know, his amazing, like, deep voice. So if you're going on a long trip, It's really, really great as an Audible book because it's actually a bunch of stories. And he's kind of known for his tall tales. Like some of the stories in there, they're obviously very much exaggerated. And that's part of what makes it fun. And so then when you're listening to it on Audible, it's even more fun.
Well, last but definitely not least for me is my favorite book this year probably is John Maxwell, Leading Through Tough Times. It's a older book, I believe, but it's been around a while. I had never read it, but you know, this is a more challenging time to lead. And I got a lot out of that book, almost like a re-energized that I can do this. And we actually recorded a podcast from me reading that book. And so we will put the podcast number in the show notes, but it's about leading through tough times. And a lot of what he talks about in that book, we talked about on that episode. So I would highly recommend you read the book and then also listen to that episode. So that's it for me.
Well, guys, today has been amazing. I hope you can get your reading in because never forget, leaders are readers. We all spend a lot of our time reading and bringing new ideas and things to our brain, our families, our lives, our businesses. It's just super important. And actually, what you read matters. So don't take our word for it. Actually, take a second and think about what is it that you really need to learn right now. And whether it's learning how to lead through tough times, whether it's, you know, figuring out how to find joy in the world, reading that book by Anne Lamott, or just getting a easy breezy summer read and just enjoy it. So make sure you guys go out and make reading a big part of building your big business and an even bigger life. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and review, and we'll catch you at the next one. Bye.
Have a great week.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.